We are beginning on Simin Kuf Hei. As a Reisman, Shiva Torah Das says, Simin Kuf Hei is the engine of Ta'arubas. And the reason why, and that's probably one of the reasons why Rav Kirschbaum wanted to start off with that, besides for the fact that it's much longer, it's a 4-week limud. But the reason why he said that, Rav Reisman, is because Simin Kuf Hei deals with the different methods of how bliyas transfer from Isser to Heter. So just to get our bearings, and just to gather our bearings where we are in Ta'arubas in general, we know that we have three types of Ta'arubasim. We have Yavish V'Yavish, which is where you have Isser Chaticha that is mixed up with different Chatichos of Heter. And when it comes to Yavish V'Yavish, we apply the principle of Bittul Baruf. That's one extreme. That's a question of identification. It's not a question of Tam Ki'ikar or Bliya. It's just a question of which one is the Isser and which one is the Heter. And on the other extreme, we have Lach B'Lach. Now, Lach B'Lach in general, when you have just pure liquid Isser and pure liquid Heter, there's no need for any transfer of Bliya through any special mechanisms. Liquid Isser and liquid Heter naturally mix together. They naturally intermingle. If you have liquid nevela and liquid water, they naturally intermingle. The tam intermingles amongst each other. You don't need any special mechanism to transfer bliyas from one to the other. The issue of Kuf Hei, Simin Kuf Hei specifically, is lach into yavish, or yavish and yavish, and you're precisely trying to transfer the bliyas of the isser yavish, and now trying to expel that and bring it over and transfer it over into the chaticha of heter. That's what Simin Kuf Hei deals with. And we're going to have four methods for how these bliyas of Isser travel from the Isser Yavish, and they get expelled out of the Isser Yavish, and now become absorbed by the Heter content in your Ta'arubas. That's what Kuf Hei deals with, four methods. Let's just spell it out really quickly. What's the first one? Kavish is the first one, order of the Simin. Kavish is the first one. Then number two is going to be Bishul. And number three, and number four, Malicha. So today we're going to deal with Kavish. And Kavish is actually probably the more mechudishnika mechanism for how bliyas travel. So let's begin. The Gemara Nechulin on Tzai Zion Reveiz brings down Shmuel Shita. Shmuel says the famous Memra that Kavish is kemivushal. Kavish, the process of submerging, immersing Isser and Heter together underwater, qualifies as what we call a bishul. It has the same effects of bishul, which we'll see. It goes bikulo into the heter. The Badi HaShulchan, just to give us a little bit of a picture eye view of what exactly kavish means, the Badi HaShulchan says that whenever you have a davar yavish that is mixed with, that is being saturated, that is being immersed and submerged into a davar nozel, into a liquid, that's where kavish applies. Says the Badi HaShulchan, there are three basic cases of kavish. Very simple. The first basic case is where you have a chaticha of nevela that is submerged under liquid heter, like a soup. And after a certain amount of time, if it's immersed under that liquid heter, the isser bliyas of nevela will be expelled from the chaticha and transfer over into the liquid heter. That's case number one. Seer number two, the opposite. When you have a chaticha of heter, which is under and submerged under liquid isser, after 24 hours, the heter is able to absorb the bliyas of Isser from the psuk into the chaticha of heter. And third, just the opposite case, where you have a chaticha of heter absorbing from liquid Isser. The third case is which probably people don't necessarily, cheshbin this out as well, but it's also a valid case of kavish, where you actually have two chatichas of Isser and heter that is submerged under parv mayim, let's say, regular water. After a certain amount of time, the bliyas of Isser from this nevela will be able to be expelled and transferred over into the chaticha of heter and become absorbed into the heter and aser the content of heter. These are the three tziurim of kavish. Whenever you have yavish that is being submerged and immersed under liquid heter or liquid Isser, depending on the three cases that we have. Okay, this is the Badi Shulchan's setup, the three tziurim. Now, whether or not this is a din d'oraisa or din d'rabbanan is a mavur from the Gemara Pesachim on Mem Daled Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there brings down that by basar v'chalav, there's a special chiddush hakra. That if you, even if you have a piece of meat that is submerged under liquid milk for a certain amount of time, says the Gemara over there, although Rashi spells out there's nesinas tam from the basar into the chalav and the chalav into the basar, but basar v'chalav d'oraisa is not affected by kavush. And the Gemara over there says, you know why? Because derech bishul asra Torah. There's a special derech kasev by basar v'chalav that the way in which basar v'chalav becomes asra is through bishul, not through kavush. So says the Prima Gadim and the Gra on Kufhei, that it's meduyik from the Gemara that it's only because of a technicality, a xeris akasav by basar v'chalav, that it's not a din d'oraisa of basar v'chalav. But by shari surim, by nevela and water, by any other shari surim, kavush affects a full transfer in sinas tam mid'oraisa. So it's only because of a special xeris akasav by basar v'chalav. This is the raya of the Gra and the Mishpat Zav. That kavush is a din deoraisa. The transfer, the mechanism of kavush is a din deoraisa. And because of that, the Rama passes in Kufhei that a suffik kavush will be the chumra. For example, the way the Taz brings down the Rama is that if a person is mesupak, if the chaticha of Isser, for example, was under the heter for that amount of time that we'll discuss, a suffik, whether let's say 24 hours, he's mesupak whether it's 24 hours, suffik deoraisa, kavush is a deoraisa, has to go the chumra, and you have to assume that it was under the water for 24 hours and the bliyas were transferred. Just as an agav, the Pisri Chuva brings down a maisa on in Oz Gimel, in Kufhei, where you had a well digger who was digging mayim in a bore, and they found him the next day a dead body, a dead guy in this bore of water. And they wanted to know whether or not they were able to use the water for drinking. What's the shaila? Well, a dead body, if it's there for 24 hours, is being kavush in the bore of water. And there's an Isser essay, not an Isser Doraisa, I had to ask, who did I ask? What the Isser of eating human flesh, what's the makor for eating human flesh? Who did I ask in the base measures? I didn't get to what did you say? No, not Ephraim. No, I asked for Rafal Shmulevitz. Mashal Yibo Chafetz, you have to ask him. So I went to him and he had the answer. So Rafal looked it up. The Isser of eating human flesh is an Isser essay. Learned down from the... What? Right. Okay, we're going with Howie Paskin. Howie Paskin, the Pritvua, the Pisli Tshuva brings down the shame... Zos tia asher tochilu. Zos achaya asher tochilu. This is the chaya that you should eat. Lafuke acheres, meaning even a human flesh, is not bechlal the isra achila. It's an isra esek. So bottom line, the Pisri Tshuva brings down the Pri Tzvua, who says that you can even have an adam who falls into a boar, if it's kavash for 24 hours, would have asered that water to be consumed. But even a suffik of being there for 24 hours would have been a suffik kavash and would be gone l'chumra, suffik d'rais l'chumra. However, the Pri Tzvua is makel because of the fact that it's an Isser essay, and maybe we can do more makel. I ain't shum, but the point is, I wanted to show you that suffik kavash, he also mentions that a guy after 24 hours, the tam is pashas, those in tam of gam. I don't know why, if it's dafka a guy, probably all humans, but it's probably those in tam of gam, human flesh. So he has sniffin l'hakil. But the point I wanted to bring out is that kavash is a din d'oraisa, a suffik kavash is the chumra. Just hakdama. No questions. Okay. The big, and now, in terms of how long the Zman of Kvisha takes place, the Ritzva brought down the Rosh of Avodah Zarah, Hey Yud Aleph, says that it's Chav Dalid Shos. This is La'afuke, the Shitas HaRavya, which is brought down in Mordechai and Tafre Shayin Dalid, who holds it's 3 days. We paskin, like the Ritzva, that it is Chav Dalid Shos, and the Gemara and the Rishonah bring down a Raya. The Rosh brings down a Raya from Sachin that we just quoted. We saw by Basar V'Cholav that the Gemara's usage of the case of Kavish is that even if Basar is Tarile Kule Yoma, even if the Basar is under the milk for a full day. So the Rosh says, you see clearly that the Gemara refers to Kavish as a full day of Chav Dalet Shos, and not more than that. So this is the basic Hagdam of Kavish. A, it's Shmuel's Din, Memra. Kavish is Kibbushel, it goes Bekulo. It transfers Bliyas in these three Tzirim that we just mentioned. It's a Diyak, the Gra says, from the Gemara Pesachim, it's a Din D'oraisa. And the amount of time is Chav Dalet Shos. Now comes the Kasha. Comes along the Isser V'Heter, and he paskins a very mechudish dekashita by Kavish. And he expands Kavish to a fourth case. Says the Isser V'Heter, and this is brought down in Klal Beis Din Ches. If you notice the Marmakomos today, they were very nicely spoon-fed to everyone. Every single line was actually brought down. You don't have to look anything up. No Yegiyah, nothing. Just look it right on the piece of paper. Everything is right there. So the Isser V'Heter says, It's actually Mechokas Achronim, Ayin Rafal, Mechokas Achronim, whether it's Yigi or not, to get up, you got to save it from the bookshelf. Fine. So says the Isser V'Heter, that this din of Kavush is not limited to just two pieces of food, chaticha and liquid. It can even extend to kelim. And he brings two cases. The case we're going to focus in on is the one that everyone jumps on, which is a case of a kli shel iser. You have a kli that was somehow it cooked nevela in this kli shel iser, and now you take this kli which has bliyas of iser, which are absorbed in the dofnei kli. That's what these other red dots are. And then you put butternut squash soup in this kedera, and you leave it there for 24 hours, kavush. Not no heat, nothing for 24 hours. Says the Isser V'Heter, kavush also extends to kalim. And after 24 hours, these bliyas of Isser, which were absorbed originally in the pot from the nevela, will be expelled into your soup, and the soup becomes Usser, bikulo. You don't have shishim against the whole kli, so you're a goner. The soup is a goner. Says the Isser V'Heter, kavush after 24 hours applies to kalim. Immediately, all the achronim jump on the Isser V'Heter, the Magen Avraham, the Taz, the Shach on the spot, and the Magen Avraham is in Siman Taf Mem Zayin in Hilchos Chametz, in Pesach, in Hilchos Pesach, and they both jump on the Isser V'Heter. Because the Isser V'Heter is making a very big hanacha. If Chav Dalet Shos is necessary for Kavush to apply, then by definition, every time you have a Kli Shel Isser and you're being Kovesh Heter in that Kli Shel Isser, by definition, 24 hours are going to have to pass, which means that those bliyas will be rendered pugum by the end of the 24 hours. And so, shkoyach, kavush will be able to transfer those bliyas into the heter. Yeah, kavush can apply to kalim, but you'll never ever have a case where the heter will become aser, because by definition, once the 24 hour lapse is up, those bliyas become pugum, and all you're transferring is those atam of gam. And that's mutter b'diavid. So on what basis is the Isser V'Heter being mechadish to us that kavush applies to kalim? It does apply, but it'll never ever aser any food that is absorbed, that is being saturated in this kli shel iser. This is the big kasha of the Magen Avraham and the Taz and the Shach on the Isser V'Heter. Before we go weiter, chlor on the kasha. Oh. So the Magen Avraham says this is such a big kasha that it's lo yitochin that the Isser V'Heter said this case with no nafkamina. It must be, says the Magen Avraham, a massive okimta in the Isser V'Heter. He was specifically talking about a case where as soon as you finish cooking the nevela on this kedera, you immediately put the soup in, and simultaneous with the leaving of the nevela, you had 24 hours, and mamash mevas achas. Kavush happens after 24 hours, and the transfer happens after 24 hours, and you avoid gam by a millisecond. That's what the Magen Avraham says. The Chazon Ish and others are matmi on the Magen Avraham. The Isser V'Heter did not give you one specific limited case of kavush v'kelim, and not only that, it's Iyav Shal Tzamtim. That's what the Isser V'Heter is talking about. It cannot be that the Isser V'Heter was giving you that one specific case, which is even itself almost impossible in Metzias to set up. But that's the kasha of the Taz and the Shach, and even the Magen Avraham's answer agrees to the kasha. It's giving such a very, 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 very specific okimta, which is almost impossible in Metzias anyway. So we need, and because of this, the Taz and the Shach reject the Isser V'Heter's halacha by Kavush B'Kelim Legabe, this specific case of a Kli Shel Isser, and they reject it, and they say, Enochanami, if a person is Kovesh Heter in a Kli Shel Isser for 24 hours, you're good to go, B'Diavad, there's no problem, we reject the Isser V'Heter. So we're coming out with a fundamental machlokas between the Taz, the Shach, the Magen Avraham, neged this Isser V'Heter as to whether or not Kavush applies to a Kli Shel Isser after 24 hours. So we can just go weiter with the factual machlokas, or we can try to be masbir what's happening here. What exactly is this Isser V'Heter saying? This Isser V'Heter is a Rishon. He must have some kind of logic to his psak. And then, after we explain and defend this Isser V'Heter, we will have to explain the hanacha of the Taz and the Magen Avraham and come out with a machlokas, a hesber in this machlokas. So, comes on the Chavos Das in his Biur Masif Katan Aleph. Who was the Chavos Das? Yes. And the Plesi and Sifkat and Aleph as well. And they present the following Chakira. And this will revolve around what exactly are the underlying mechanics for the Pe'ulas Kvisha that takes place. How exactly is the kavush causing the bleedus to transfer over into the heter? Possibility one, which is the Chavos Das spells out, is that be'emes, the 24-hour process of waiting for the het iser to be submerged under the heter is basically a preliminary stage of hechsher. We are trying to be machshir, to soften, to saturate the chaticha of iser to such an extent that it'll be in a position to release its bleas after 24 hours. We're being machshir the chaticha, we're softening it up, we're allowing it to become as much as soft and as flexible, as malleable as it can become. That chazal were ascertained as a 24-hour period. After that 24-hour period, this chaticha is in a position to release its bleas to the heter. So the entire Chav Dal Shalos is really just a hechi timtza. It's a hechi timtza for a hechsher of this chaticha to become roi, to transfer its bleas. Because at the end of the day, it's cold. Everything is cold. How are these bleas being expelled? We have to soften and be machshir this chaticha to release its bleas. It's a hechsher. It's a preliminary hechi timtza to release bleas. Says the Chavos Das, if you go with that tzad, then the Taz, the Magna Ram, the Shach have a very good point. If the Maisa, it takes 24 hours for the Chaticha, or let's say in this case, the Klishol Isser, to become saturated with Bliyas in order to be in a position to release their Bliyas, the inner Bliyas, then the transfer is taking place at the end of the 24 hours. And by that time, the Bliyas will be Pogum. So you can be Machshir the Kli, you can be Machshir the Chaticha, and in it, it's only going to take effect, though, after 24 hours. So Chavos Das says, this is the hanacha behind the Taz and the Magen Avraham and the Shach. So what is the Isser v'Heter holding? That's not the mechanics of Kavush. Really, the Chav Dalek shows is ha-gufa, the transfer of Bliyas. The place he explains that the Isser v'Heter maintains that Kavush is a gradual, continuous release of Bliyas throughout the 24 hours. Or in a word, it's a seepage idea. The chaticha is seeping out its bleas throughout the 24 hours. However, every hour that goes by, every blia that comes out becomes batel because it's only a minimal amount. So the heter will automatically mevatel the blia after each time it comes out. And only once you have chav dalet shos, where all those blias have been released, then they can combine and be mitzarif and give a full shir nesinas tam. Each time it was batel, yeah, but we paskin chozer v'neir. And after the 24 hours, the shir nesinas tam will accumulate and become a tam nirgash, but every single time it comes out, the bliya is gradually coming out of the chaticha. So if you want to just look at the two ways of looking at it, the Chavos Das is saying that from 0 to 24, nothing is happening. This piece of nevela is being machshir, it's softening up, it's becoming saturated with bliyas, and at the end of 24, that's when the shir nesinas tam is being transferred over. The whole idea of kavush is a preliminary hechsher. It's a saturation of the nevela, such that after 24 hours, it can release its inner bleas. Mashe Enkin says the placey, you can view it a different way. Really, kavush is a gradual seepage effect. From 0 to 24, at every single juncture, bleas are seeping out of the nevela until it becomes a full shir nesinas tam. And a chanami, kol zman, it's seeping out and becomes batel. But at the end of 24, it'll be nirgash, it'll be mitztarif, and based on chozer v'neir, you will have a full shir nesinas tam. So in a word, is kavush a saturation hechsher idea? That's mahalach one. Or is it a gradual seepage idea? Mahalach number two. And this will be mazbir the machlokes. The Taz, the Shach, and the Magen Avraham are assuming like mahalach one. That really the entire Chav Dalet Shalos is preparing the nevela to release its bleas. But the actual transfer takes place after 24 hours. So all these bleas of Isser and the Klishal Isser are pogum. Knows the Talmud of Kam. We don't understand the Isser v'Heter. Comes along the place, and defends the Isser v'Heter. The Isser v'Heter is learning like Mahalach 2. That Be'emes Kavish is a gradual ongoing release of bleas throughout the Chav Dalet Shalos. Just they are bottle every time they come out. But, based on Chozer v'Neir, at the end of 24 hours, you will have a sheer Nesinas Tam. And with that, says the place, we can explain the Isser v'Heter. Because it's true, at a certain point it'll become pogum. But because every bliya up until the 24 hours is lishvach, 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 whatever minor amount at the very end becomes pogum will become camouflaged by the amount of shvach that you had throughout the 24 hours. The last unit, enachanami, will be lithgam. But the maisa, I have a shir nesinas tam, I have rov lishvach, and there's a certain amount that is lithgam which we can camouflage amongst the entire shir nesinas tam. One ha'ara, and then I'll take all the questions. One ha'ara, just Mati Yonasan points out on the footnotes in the Plesi, that even the Plesi says himself, I'm maskin, that this will only work in most cases. If you taka put the kavash in from 0 to 18, and you have most of it l'shvach, then ain't a chanami. But if taka, you wait too long, and you only started the kavash process mamish, like at the end of the 24 hours, like at 18 to 24, and 6 hours of it is l'shvach, but the next 18 are l'fgam, then ain't a chanami. That's not going to work. But we now have at least many cases for the Issur v'Heter's halacha to apply. Anytime you put at least up until half, you start the kavash process before the end of 12 hours, you will have at least half, or if not rov, lishvach, and the time will be nirgash at the end, and achanami, there'll be a little bit of gam at the end, but rov is lishvach, and you have the halacha of the Issur v'Heter to apply in many cases, not all cases, but most cases, as opposed to the hanacha of the kasha where it didn't apply at all. Ad kan the hesber, ad kan the machlokas, ad kan the two mahalchim in the kavash. Questions? Yes, yeah.
So the piece we're saying is, according to where the place is on this matter, you don't need a full shir nesinas tam l'shvach. The whole shir nesinas tam doesn't have to be l'shvach.
Just you need a discernible taste which only applies at the end of 24 hours. You don't have anything margish, nirgash before. And l'shvach, as long as you set up a case where you have mostly l'shvach, it'll be fine.
It just has to be most. It doesn't have to all be
l'shvach. Correct. At a certain point, if it becomes too detrimental,
so where's
it won't
the
shir
of what is...
In Echanami, Matthew says, maybe rov. That's not the point. The point is you have many cases where it does apply. At some point, you have to test at what point is it going to be detrimental. In Echanami, at least rov. At least after 12 hours, you have mostly l'shvach. More than that, yesh l'adam. Yes. Kobe.
And why does it even have to be mostly l'shvach? Even if it's a little bit, but if the shear of the pot thing, whatever's inside.
If it's mostly of gum, you're just going to taste of gum.
So we consider the whole thing that comes out, even whatever.
No, no, even the shvach. The shvach will be bottle, and whatever is the gum is the gum. If what you taste
is
with.
Is not bottle.
Yeah, but if what you taste is with gum, then you have no taste.
So whatever's of gum is the gum, or whatever's the shvach is the shvach.
If you taste the shvach, then it's chrami. But we're saying you're not going to taste the shvach. If at a certain point, it's one tam that's coming out, right? It's one tam. So some part of it is the shvach, 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 and some part of it is the gum. If in the total gamut of the tam you taste the shvach, then you have the shvach.
It's not one thing. Well, at a certain time, then it'll be the gam. But until then, if there's a shvach, then maybe.
But you're not margish it though. You're not margish until 24 hours. Up until 24 hours, you have automatic bittul. So you don't taste anything. It's not margish. You don't taste anything. You taste zero. You taste water. At 24 hours, you have the hargasha. At the hargasha of tasting it, now yesh ladin. Did you have rov l'shvach or rov l'gam? If it's rov l'shvach, you'll have a good taste, and it'll be usher. If it's detrimental, it'll be with gum.
Why is there automatic bittul for the first 24 hours?
Because it's only a little bit coming out. Each bliya is coming out, and bottle and shishim. If you don't have shishim, you don't have it.
Right.
Most
right.
Cases you have, I'm saying it's a bliya coming out.
You're just meaning you end up basically with theoretically 24 bliyas, not really, but like 24 bliyas, and like let's say 18 of them are bliyas with shvach. Right?
Yeah.
And some of them will come.
But you don't taste anything.
Right.
So I'm
right.
Nirgash. The
because,
full shear in Eichot, in Kamus, is only 24 bliyas.
The full shear in Kamus of
Tam,
what it is that.
Nirgash is 24, so to speak. We're just making up math
right now. Right, right.
But 24 bliyas worth of Tam.
But wouldn't it need to be a full Tam for it to be Nirgash as the Shvach? And wouldn't that all be
the
Shvach?
No, that's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is that you have, there's two halachas. There's a halacha called discernibility, that you only get as 24 hours. And then that feature of discernibility can either be the detriment or the shvach. The argument of the Plesi is that in a total gamut of bliyas that are coming out, if you have rov of them that are bliyas shvach, you will have taste the shvach. You will have taste the shvach. If you have more of gam than shvach, then you'll outweigh the shvach. And if not, you'll outweigh the feature. And you'll become the gam of your mutter.
Aren't you tasting basically one good flavor and one bad flavor?
No. You're either tasting good or you're tasting bad.
How does that work?
What do you mean? It's one time. It's one layers of tam that are coming out.
I mean, tam and mishrach practically means does it taste good?
Or does it taste bad? So if it tastes only bad, then it's mutter.
Uh-huh.
But if you taste any good, then it's bad. Then it's usr. Okay. You can ask me after.
It's difficult to understand us, like, between shopping at the same time, because within the first 12 hours, let's say, that it was giving off good taste, right? And all of a sudden, in the last 12 hours, you got bad taste. It doesn't. Why should it be the dafka only after do we capitalize and say actually it was giving good taste?
But Kol's mind, it's not, it's less than 24 hours, you don't taste anything. It's not near gush at all. It's like it's both of a shisha. There's nothing to taste. After the shir 24, that's when you have a shir kamus. Now, this is the second question. What is the echos of that time? Is it echos of, is it beneficial flavor or is it detrimental flavor?
Here.
Is it shvach of kam? No?
I understand.
Which part? The metzias?
Yeah.
If you taste the shvach, then it's usher. If you taste the kam, then it's
usher. I understand. I don't understand that part.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Let it saturate.
If you have very little water. If you have very little water.
No, we're assuming you have the regular heter.
Yeah, or that shishin
time. Yeah, if you don't have shishin, then that's a different question. Yeah. Okay. You had a question or no? Okay, you and Asi can fight it out and then come to me if there's anything left. Okay? I think both of you are bothered by the same thing. That's good. Fine. Okay, let's hear the nafkaminas, and maybe it'll seep in, and then we'll see if it matters. Okay. By the way, just the ha'ara of Chos of Neir is the Imre Bina Yudalef. Simon Yudalef, that's the Imre Bina. He points this out that the placey in defending this of Heter is assuming Chos of Neir, which is fine. That's how we pass in Tzaritas. Chos of Neir will be, even though it's bottle, but the tam nirgash at the end will combine. Okay, so let's do the three nafkaminas that bring out these two tzadim. The first nafkamina is brought down by the Yeshua's Yankov and the Yad Yehuda. And this is in regards to an Isser Mashehu. And it's a plea, because the Yeshua's Yankov says, and the Yad Yehuda, that what about when it comes to Isurim that don't require Shir and Isina's time? Like Rabbi Yehuda Shita Mimmi Lobato, or Chametz Pesach. Is an Isser Mashehu. Says the Yad Yehuda and the Chavetz Das that this is Tali Al Hanal. It's Tali Al Hanal. How is it Tali Al Hanal? Because working with this tzad of preliminary Hechsher, that you're saturating the Nevela, you're saturating the Isser, then Enechanami, the full Bliyas only take place after 24 hours. After 24 hours. So according to that tzad, It won't answer. It'll only be usher after 24 hours. Chametz needs 24 hours in order to be kavush to usher. And the Chavetz Das spells it out. And l'shitasei, the Chavetz Das worked with the tzad of the Taz and the Shach and the Magen Avraham that kavush works through preliminary hechsher, through saturation. And chametz won't be any different than Shari Sur. You need kavush of 24 hours of chametz in order for the bliyas to transfer. However, says the Yad Yehuda, if you work with the tzad of the placey, if you work with the tzad of the Issur Heter, that kavush is a gradual seepage idea, that means that at the very first hour of kavush, a mashu of chametz is coming out, a bliya is being released. So what do we say in the Issur Heter? Don't worry, it's bottle. But not when it comes to Pesach, not when it comes to chametz. Chametz is Issur mashu. So the fact that it's bottle for the first 24 hours won't help you. So it comes out, says the Yad Yehuda, and this is how Yeshua Yaakov passes this way, it's mamash a bliya. Kavush by an Isser Mashu doesn't need 24 hours. Even less than 24 hours will asser the Heter. Because if it's a gradual seepage idea, you have an Isser Mashu and you have no Bittul. Plia. Chavetz Das, l'shitasei paskins its mutter, based on his Hanocha of the Taz and the Shach, Mashenkin, the Yad Yehuda, and the Yeshua Shach, spells it out, asser because of the seepage idea, yes.
So even 1 second.
Whatever that shear of time is for that first bleed to come out, if it's 1 second, 5 minutes, an hour, whatever it is, I don't know exact shear. But really, in the Mechaber, he has two versions of Kavush, right? He has 24 hours of Shar Mashkim, and he has Kdei Shear Tiach of Chometz, or Tzir, maybe Chometz. Comes out, Lefi, the seepage idea, by Isser Mashu, maybe the Mechaber should have, you know, qualified it and said, well, when it comes to Chometz, even less than Kdei Shear Tiach, maybe 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes, would have Aser. Yes? So Yes, Asi.
Were you just being medayik from the mechaber?
No, no, I'm just pointing. Yeah, it's a little bit. I think it's a little bit of a shverkite. You know, you would have thought that if this chumrah does apply, that you would that the mechaber would spell it out. You know, okay. The imribina has a way of resolving and rejecting the nafkamina, so it would answer that question. The second nafkamina, the title is going to like this one. Second nafkamina is regarding kavush beserugin. What does serugin mean? Skipped. Staggered or skipped. It's mavur from the shach and shrus akestef and simen kuf lamed hey, and the minchas Yaakov and chal chav dalitz of katan beis, and the shiv Yaakov in chelik alef, and the kivi eger on our mechaber, and the chavas das, all rov poskim, not rishonim necessarily, rov poskim paskin, that in order for kavush to apply, it has to be chav dalitz shalos ritzufos. 12 plus 12 does not equal 24, like Rabbi Kiva. It needs to be 24 hours straight. If you were to take an avela, put it into soup for 12 hours, you take it out for 1 minute, says Rabbi Kiva Yeager, and you put it back into the same soup for another 12 hours, nothing will transfer. It has to be chav dal chos ritzufos. Says the Badei Shulchan that this should be toli al anah. That's for you, Sam. It should be toli al anah. If you work with the tzad and it comes out, the shach will be the shitasi, the chavaz das will be the shitasi again. If you work with the tzad, that kavush, the pa'ula of kavisha, is a preliminary hechsher to saturate the iser until it becomes softened to the point that it releases the bliyas, then we can at least hear a viable notion, a viable condition, that in order for this softening effect to take place, you need 24 hours straight. This process of softening needs 24 hours, a full saturation straight. We can hear a condition. You don't have to say it, but at least there's makom to say it. However, if you work with the plesi and iser v'heter, that the pool of kvisha is a seepage idea, then why should it matter whether it's ratzof or not? For the first 12 hours, blias will gradually seep out. You took it out, you put it back in, it'll gradually continue seeping out. Why should you have any need for 24 hours ratzof? Says the Badei Shulchan, it should be tali. Ro poskim lichora, we're operating with the pashup shat, preliminary hechsher idea. Masha'enki, in the placey, it should come out. It doesn't spell it out, but it should come out through the placey that you should not need, you should not require 24 hours ratzuf. And the shach, the chavaz das, come out to be l'shitase. That's not the meaning number two. Any comments on that? Okay. Straightforward. Okay. No.
And because of an error, works if you put it in, put it out, that'd be fine. I mean, if it's 12,
where
you?
Yes. It's all mixed into the water,
right.
So it'll just be inspired. Yeah, Yoda.
Taz passes that way. You take it
out. Taz does not mention this case. Shach, Chavaz Das, Chok Yaakov, Rekiv Eger, Shev Yaakov, Minchas Yaakov. They all pass in the Farish. Taz does not spell out the rest of the case unless you have a hidden Taz somewhere. The Shach in Kuf Lamed Hei is actually on Taz in Kuf Lamed Hei. It could be the Taz is Miram, is it there? I'm not sure. Okay. Third and final Nafkamina, really other Nafkaminas, we'll just end off with the third Nafkamina. And then some practical applications. What?
That's all the Nafkaminas.
No, that's not. The third Nafkamina is a little bit actually to think it through. The Chamudi Daniel Tarovas Chelek Beis Os Kaf Aleph brings down a situation where Kavush is with heter and heter. You have heter, let's say a heter, he's speaking about chametz, you have heter, meaning before, meaning lechem, regular lechem, and it's soaking in water for 24 hours, let's say basar. Basar is soaking in water for 24 hours. Okay? You took the water and you spilled it out. And then you put in chalav. Do you need another 24 hours for kavush to transfer the bliyas of basar into the chalav and vice versa, or not? The Chamudi Daniel says, tzarech iyun ledina. A similar case he brings is, let's say you have yayin, that's not mevushel, yayin in a bottle, and it's there for 24 hours. It's been in this bottle for 24 hours. Everything is heter and heter. Yayin, heter, bottle is heter. Comes a guy, and he touches your yayin after 24 hours. Now the yayin becomes usher. Does the kli become usher immediately? Or you need to wait another 24 hours for the kli to become usher. That's his shayla. Tzarech iyun ledina, the Chamudi Daniel is note lahachmir. Yad Yehuda is machmir. Darchei Tshuva, however, brings down many poskim who are cholik Aruga Sabosem, Tuftan Midah, say, nope, you need another 24 hours. Says the Megillah Sefer, this Shaila, as to whether or not you need a second set of 24 hours, is Taliyala now. Says the Megillah Sefer, if you work with a tzad of preliminary hasher, that means that once 24 hours have gone by, this busser, or this kli of yain, has become effectually softened, so to speak, and prepared to release its bleeds. It is right now fully mosher. It's like a ticking time bomb. It is a kli rishon, yatzel edesbo, ready to do anything you want it to do. Up until yatzel edesbo, until you're boiling up the water and a chanami, nothing's going to happen. But once something is yatzel edesbo, it's ready to release. You put its hector in there, it'll aser. So too with kavush. The busser, or in this case, the kli of yayin, if it's 24 hours sitting there for 24 hours, right now, the chaticha busser, or in the case of the yayin, the bottle, the actual kli, are ready to either absorb or release. Right now, they're a ticking time bomb. So according to that, the second you bring an isser into the game, if you bring chalav now, the busser will immediately absorb the chalav. You don't need another 24 hours. The busser has been softened. It has been ready to absorb or release. So too by the yayin esech. If the kli has been there for 24 hours and the goy comes and now just touches your yayin, the yayin will immediately asur the kli. The kli is ready to absorb. It has undergone 24 hours. However, if you learn like this, or have to the placey, that it's a seepage idea, there's an interaction of a gradual seepage idea of releasing glias, then you can argue not so fast. The basar, there's no such musag of being machshir a basar. There is an interaction of glias gradually being seeping out. So by the basar case, when the chalav is now introduced, you need another 24 hours to release the bliyas of basar, or release the bliyas of chalav. And also by the yayin, you need 24 hours for the yayin nesef, the yayin staminim, to now go into and become absorbed by the kli. There's no such hechsher idea. So it comes out, if you notice, the first two nafkaminas, the taz, the shach, are all lekula. It's lifgam, or in the case of chametz mashu, it won't aser. Everything's after 24 hours. Here, in this third nafkamina, the chametz das, the whole approach of preliminary hechsher, actually turns out to be a chumra. Mashe enkin, the other shita, the first two, are all chumras. It's a gradual seepage, but in this third nafkamina, it comes out to be a kula. Let's just end off with three practical applications, and then you can ask your kashas after Maariv. The first application is from the Sefer Hilchos Basar V'Chalav, Reb Hofstetter, which is Reb Hofstetter's son from Dirshu, brings down very beautiful applications of kavash. And one of the solos of kavash is that the liquid that you are submerging your isser in, or vice versa, has to be liquid, has to be viscous. It can't be too, what's the word?
Congealed.
Can't be too solid. It has to be something that is nozel. Nozel. So the Sefer Hilchos V'Chalav says, he tainas, and then he brings down poskim to reinforce it, that very often by ketchup he views as a viscous type of liquid. So very often, not very often, but sometimes when you have children, Ben Shem, you'll see that when they press the ketchup on the burger or whatever, it sucks up, it suctions up some a piece of meat sometimes. It gets lodged into the stem of the ketchup. Says the Chos Basar Chalav, if it's there for 24 hours, your ketchup has now become flacious because it's this piece of meat is now lodged into your ketchup. Ketchup is considered a davar nozel. Says Basar Chalav, 24 hours, your ketchup now is considered flacious.
Why would we say 18 minutes?
It has enough vinegar. I know. He says 24 hours. Could be it's not considered chomet. It's chomet anyways, Shaila.
Yeah.
Okay. Or similarly, if you have a pickle jar and you're using a fork that you just use for your hamburger and you have residual busser on your fork, and you're one of those guys who just leaves the fork in the entire time in your pickle jar, so you can use it for next time. But if you leave it in, and you have liquid in the pickle jar, you leave it there for 24 hours, guess what? All your pickles are now fleishiks from the residual busser that are on your fork.
I'm assuming you don't know.
Yeah.
Why isn't that good? Why isn't that good?
Yeah, you have like a nice piece of...
Why isn't that good?
And chomets is a new enechami. What is chomets? Vinegar is a chomets shach.
What?
I'm just saying it's kavash. He says kavdal shalos. You have to know exactly what tzir is and what is chomets. However, this is the point I'm trying to bring out. However, mayonnaise, says the Hilchos Basar V'Chalav, that's not considered viscous. And if you were to do any one of the two things that we just mentioned by mayonnaise, that would not be considered kavash. You just remove the actual piece of meat, obviously. But for 24 hours, that will not impact on your mayonnaise. Case application number two. The Taz and Shach, like we said, reject the Isser V'Heter. But don't forget, the other part of the Isser V'Heter they do agree with, where it's the opposite, where you have Isser that is being kavushed in a Kli Shel Heter, the Isser, after 24 hours, will become absorbed by the Kli Shel Heter. That, there is no issue of Nosatam with Gam there. That's just straight Isser going into a Kli. So very often, a person will put meatballs with a bunch of rotave, meat rotave, in a Rubbermaid plastic, you know, one of those containers, and they put it into their fridge, and it's there for a day, maybe 2 days, 24 hours, 48 hours, that's like leftovers from Shabbos. So if you accidentally, and this happens with a Talmud of mine, if you accidentally, when Shana Rishona, he thought it was a meat Rubbermaid, but really it was parv, and he put the meatballs in the Rubbermaid container, after 24 hours, that container now becomes fleshix. It's not just cold and wash it off. After 24 hours, that kli becomes fleshix, based on the other side of the Isser V'Heter.
Rav, it won't wash it off.
What?
At the end of the day, you can have food in there, and there'll be host there. You're always for the meeting.
If you do another kavush, let's say. Let's say you put soup in there for 24 hours. Your soup now is fleshix. I mean, barring the Isser V'Heter.
But they hold those sheets.
I'm just saying it's fleshix now. You have to treat it as fleshix. You have to wash it with fleshix sponge. You treat this Rubbermaid container as fleshix.
No
longer part.
What side of the dishwasher goes in?
You can't just wash it off. There are blias of meat. There are blias of meat in that container.
But it's pugging now.
It's not pugging right now. You just did it. Now, within 24 hours, you can't use it for kalav. Whatever case you want to bring out. But right now, that container is considered fleshix. Let's do the last and final Kli Adika application. The Gemara in Sukkah, Ephraim, you're going to love this one. The Gemara in Sukkah, Lamed Vav and Aleph, brings down that an Esrog, one of the psulim of an Esrog is Kavush. You cannot cook or Kavush an Esrog. You can't pickle an Esrog. And the Rishonim point out, this is a psul in Hadar. It's a psul in Hadar. Now the Ramban, brought down by the Beis Yosef and Tafresh Mem Hei, Beis, extends this psul of Kavush by Esrog to all Dalaminim. To Lulav, to Arava, to Hadassim, he extends it. So based on this Ramban, Sam Sofer says something Kliyadik, that he was Mnohig to make sure that if he were to put his Dal Minim into a vase over Shabbos, and to make sure that it stays fresh in water, that he would be Makbid to tell a guy to remove it before the Chav Dal Shalos is up. Because otherwise, his Lulav, his Hadassim and Aravas will all become Pasul, based on this psul of kavush, which the Ramban extends from Eshuk to all Dalaminim. Not only that, it gets worse. The Sefer Kashas Araminim takes it a step further. The minhag that many people do of taking foil and water and paper towels and putting it around the lulav of Hadassim and Aravos, he says there also, a Mageves Rituva, massive chumrah. A Mageves Rituva will also, if it's assuming the water is amanas hatfiach, it's moist enough that it can touch something else, chumrah, based on the Scham Sofer, that it will be kovesh, the Dalminim, and it'll be a psul. A psul. Chumrah, wild chumrah, the Scham Sofer, and the Dalminim. However, we definitely don't pass it like that, based on the following snifim lahakil. Number one, the Darkei Tshuva, three snifim quickly. Number one, the Darkei Tshuva says, number one is Minuk Shal Yisrael Torahi. Everyone puts their Dalminim into a vase and surrounds it by aluminum foil with a paper towel and water. Amanas Latfiach. There must be a limud tzchus. Says Darkei Tshuva, it's not Shaykh Kvisha at all. By Esrog, we can understand that it's a food. So if you're kavish it, you're changing the physical makeup of the food, that could be a chisar and hadar. But the Dalaminim, Hadassim, Aravos, and Lulav, they're eights ba'alma. What physical shinuim are you making in the actual eight? It's eight. Eight is eight. You're not changing a michael from a kavish to a non-kavish. Of course it's not impacting on the actual hadar of the Lulav, Hadassim, and Aravos. It's only a specific din by Esrog. Number two, the Be'er Halacha says that this whole halacha of kavish by Esrog means that rove of the Esrog is kavush. But if it's not rove, and especially when it comes to dalaminim, if it's not the rove and you still have a shear of a lulav, arba tfachim, or a hadassim and a rubbis, you have a shear above the area of the aluminum foil, that's also not considered kavush. It's not even kavush of rove of the dalaminim. Number three, specifically by the mageves rituva, by the case of the towel and the aluminum foil, the Rav Yashiv says, that's not bichlal called kavush to begin with. Kavash means it's mukaf mikol atzadim. It's enveloped in the water. Here you just have a moisture that is surrounding the lulav. It's true, but it's just moisture. It's amnas atpiach, but it's not actually being enveloped and submerged under water. Shkayach b'shach. Mired in 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
1 year.
1 year.